Father, we want to thank you again for just the mercies you pour out upon us, and we praise you again for the great God you are. Thank you for your Son that you sent to die upon our cross for us. We pray, God, help us to be ready and willing to share that with others. We want to lift up, God, those that were involved in the tragedy this past week, and those that survivors of that, God, that you just did that, even then, show Daniel. The compassion we know you are, we just again pray for those that add up to you. We pray for wisdom today, God, that you would just give each and every one of us wisdom to make decisions, to do things you want us to do throughout this county. Thank you again for watching over King County, the United States, and just praise you, God, for you. The blessings you pour out upon us, these things we ask for your Son's name.
Amen. This is why, if you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, July 23rd, 2018, 9:05 a.m. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 450669 through 450746. Warrant 7026 through 7029, and one journal entry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes and executive session minutes for July 16, 2018.
Previous meetings of July 16, 2018.
Those are the regular session minutes, you said?
Regular session
yes.
Minutes.
Do we want to second the discussion?
We have a we got a second with some discussion.
We approved that one check twice. Do we just want to make note of that in the minutes? It was written down wrong as far as the one for reading the
I approved it and then.
So I'm just saying the approval of the check was already approved in the. In the first set, we approved it again.
But it has a check number, and you can only pay under that number one time.
Right. I just didn't know if we wanted to make note in the minutes as to that it was already paid previously. Does it matter? That's what I'm asking.
I don't think it matters because there was no discussion, and it remained for them to write the minutes off of what is said.
Right.
At the time, I think we could have needed to say
that
we'd like to
end
that.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
All right. We've got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for July 16, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Village of Taneyville Funding Agreement Approval Request. Lawson Circle and Wastewater Treatment Facility Sewage Pump Replacement Project.
We've got Deanna McDonald here with me today. She's the village clerk there at the Village of Taneyville. If the commission should have any questions, she'd be glad to answer any of those you might have. As the presiding commissioner stated, this is for the village of Taneyville. I'm going to go ahead and read the staff report. The village of Taneyville is requesting approval of the above reference funding agreement. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $13,524.37. This amount will provide for the reimbursement of costs incurred by the village to purchase and install the pumps necessary to maintain consistent and reliable operations of the village's wastewater facilities. This was an unforeseen equipment failure, and the sewer sales tax usage guidelines provide for requests such as this on page 4 of the document. The village not having the funds in its sewer utility account was forced to use funding from other village accounts to cover this expense. By doing so, those accounts were impacted. The village is now requesting the approval of this funding agreement to reimburse funds back to the village accounts used to address this expenditure. The village doubled its sewer rates in 2016 and planned to place approximately $10,000 a year in a repair and replacement account. However, due to the increased operational costs, collection issues, and unforeseen system expenses, the village has had to use most of the funding set aside for reserve. The village plans to conduct an abbreviated rate review in the near future to determine if the 2016 rate increase is sufficient or if another rate increase or a rate adjustment is necessary. The village is also working to better its agreement with Public Water Supply District Number 1 to improve communications regarding new customers. The village is requesting that this funding agreement remain active until August 31st. 2018 to allow sufficient time for the required approval and reimbursement process to be addressed. The village's Board of Trustees approved the funding agreement on July 6, 2018. Three copies of this funding agreement were presented to an attorney representing the County Commission who has reviewed and approved each copy as the form. This project meets the criteria necessary to determine the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the Sewer Sales Tax Funding Agreement Program.
I do have a letter dated June 18, 2018 from the office of Keck in Austin. And they have reviewed the agreement and believe its terms comply with the regulations pertaining to the sewer sales tax usage guidelines pertaining to the replacement and upgrades to infrastructure for wastewater facilities.
May I ask, was this in the request that you presented, was this budgeted in the request, or is this something, this is something totally new?
Yeah, this is totally new. We do have, place within the sewer sales tax funding each year an amount of money for emergency situations that might come up, you know, through the year. Normally, we ask each entity to provide a project information packet by the end of September. And then the question came up, well, how do we address things that might happen, unforeseen issues? And that's where we placed some funding in the emergency account area within that program.
So they were going to get the reserve set up by the rate increase, but it said there were some unforeseen expenses and the maintenance cost. What
our electric has went up like almost doubled from what it was. I don't know why.
Electric on the sewer?
Yes, on the sewer at the plant. And so that raised costs there. And then we had some pumps go down that we had to have Greenway go out that we didn't expect.
And we didn't help with those pumps. I thought we had help.
Not the pumps. No. The calling out. We had several calls to go out and check in the night. And so
you had pumps that had tripped out,
yes,
or failed,
yes,
for some reason. They had to call Greenway to come out and reset the breakers or something like,
yes,
that. So they didn't necessarily work or replace a pump. They were just to go check the lift station. I assume that's,
yeah,
what you're saying.
And we're going to try to, we did up the rates, but we're going to see and if we can do that again. And also we've been having problems with the water not telling us of people who've been moving into the area. And so we're got a handle on it finally with them, agreement with them to get us people, because people have been there getting sewer for free And because the water didn't tell us when they...
Oh, the water district.
Yes.
And they're tied together.
Which water is
that? Well, they're a private entity, but...
Is it the Missouri water? Which one is it?
No,
it's... Public Water District number one.
Oh, so it is a public water district?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't... Tannenbaum don't control the water. They just control the sewer system. And so the water district... The sewer's not really a vehicle where you can shut it on or off. You know, they also have a new account for the water, but they're not... faxing or communicating or walking a block and giving her the information when people move in a house. And then she's happened to go through and canvass the village, and she's found a couple of instances where people have lived there like 6 months that they didn't know that they moved in because they just wouldn't have interaction. So they're trying to get that figured out and improve that communication.
Better with them. And I think we've worked it out now. So
the sewer's hooked up to every house. It's never turned off and someone moves out.
And if they always have to have water, but since the water and the sewer is separate, some people don't know that the water and the sewer is separate. So they don't come to my office. And if the water don't tell me, we don't always know that they're there. And so I've been changing my books some to find out more because I'm the only one in the office. And, you know, I can't just go to every house. But
so be up to your water clerk to work with?
Yes, yes. And I've had a couple go-arounds with her, but now I think we've got it worked out where she's going to, we have a way now, so.
Oh, there's a way worked out.
Yeah, we got a way worked out finally.
What is the rate now?
It is $35 a month, and 16, for non-commercial, it's 16, 22, and 508 per 1,000 gallons after each 1,000 gallons.
And that's a flat rate to the residential?
Yes, flat rate. The 35, yes.
And I think the county's is $37.50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, their customer base is a lot more than what the county's is, or the sewer districts. So there's, per person, their rate's pretty higher.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the customer base of sewer versus the districts.
Yeah, because we're told when the district took on more, the rates went down a couple of dollars.
Yeah, it can help.
I mean, if there's like, I think, two or three people that had hooked up, but that makes a difference throughout a year. So, you know, I've been trying to go to their houses. If they don't pay, I make a trip to their house, which I really don't have to do, but I try every way to collect the money. You know, go to their house if I have to, two or three times, send them notices, and then if I shut it off, and we do have to pay the water to shut off their meter, so we have to pay them $25 to turn it off, $25 to turn it back on, and then we have to pay any lost revenues up to 3 months. The sewer office does.
In the village. Yeah, that's the statutes are written whereby the water district does have to enter into an agreement for termination of water service, but they get paid for it. There's a disconnect, there's a reconnect fee, and then they have to reimburse the water district for any lost revenues, which is generally looked at as an average of the last 6 months. And then the customer, theoretically, is supposed to pay the village all of those monies. You know, then the village pays that to the water district. So you would have your sewer bill that's in the rear, you know, the customer would, plus all these expenses for the village to have to request the water district to terminate service and then reactivate service. And it's pretty involved. You know, it can get expensive for people, but that's how the statutes are written.
Is the customer able to get them back up to pay that?
Yeah. Yeah. And we require $150 hookup fee if we turn the water off. That pretty much covers everything. And I'm pretty... If they can't pay it all at once, I give them like 1 month to pay the rest of it off. Because some people, you know, you get your sewer turned off, they can't afford to pay the bill anyway, so it's kind of a high amount for them to turn it back on. But we work with them pretty well.
Where did the funds come from to pay for these pumps?
The $800.
While you're asking to reimburse.
Oh, we took the money out of our, to pay for those pumps, we took it out of our road and bridge.
Yeah, your road pumps.
Yeah, so we'll have to replace it.
That's what we're
asking. Yeah.
I'm curious, if I'm living there and I get my sewer and my water turned off, I'm living there, what's the